Pearl and Catherine Wolfe got on especially well. Pearl was a gentle woman. Never an unkind word from her mouth, ever, said her nephew Randy. The two women's personalities dovetailed neatly, and their shared experience of nursing relatives, for Catherine took responsibility for her elderly aunt and uncle, brought them closer. Catherine, 3 years younger than Pearl, described her as a dearest friend. Funnily enough, the two women also looked alike. Pearl had thick, dark hair and pale skin too, though she was rounder-faced and more full-figured than Catherine, and her hair was curly. Pearl overlapped with Charlotte Nevins by only a few months. In the fall of 1923, Charlotte quit her job at Radium Dial to become a seamstress. She had been a dial painter for only 13 months. As had been the case in Orange, however, any time a girl left, a dozen more arrived to take her place. Olive West now joined the studio, becoming close with Catherine and Pearl. All were overseen by Assistant Superintendent Mr. Reed, Miss Murray's deputy, with whom the girls often shared a joke. On his occasional forays into their studio, the dial painters would tease him, and it was an affectionate repartee that cut both ways. One young woman remembered, "I was to be married, and I remember going to work that morning in the dress and telling the supervisor, Reed, I was quitting and on my way to be married." He joked and said, "Don't come back, you won't have a job." But she concluded, "I was back at work in a couple of weeks." As Mr. Reed was deaf, the girls would sometimes talk back to him as he couldn't hear them, but it was all good-natured and they enjoyed working with him. "I never heard of any of them not getting along, never," said Peg's sister Jean. "Everybody was generous and good to one another." It was such a lovely atmosphere that Peg Looney found herself falling for the job and forgetting all about her ambition to become a schoolteacher. She was extremely conscientious and would even take dials home to paint, carefully tracing the numerals in that cramped house next to the railroad tracks that she shared with her large family. "She looked after us real good," remembered her sister Jean of Peg sharing her good fortune with them. Another sister, Jane, recalled Peg buying her a gorgeous cobalt dress with decorative white trimmings, a typically generous gift on the occasion of Jane's 8th grade graduation. The sisters all agreed. She was everything you'd hope a big sister would be. Peg not only brought her wages and her work home, but also the games she learned at the studio. She entertained the younger siblings with, "Let's go in the dark," revealed Peg's niece Darlene. And there they would glow, a row of little loonies with radium moustaches, shining sprites behind the blankets they'd put up for modesty in the tiny bedroom. Peg's sister Catherine, the nearest to her in age, was enamoured of all she saw and longed to join Peg at the studio, though she never did. Everyone wanted to work there. That was why Pearl Payne was so disappointed when, after only 8 months as a dial painter, she had to leave to nurse her mother again. She was the kind of woman who wouldn't have begrudged that for a second, so she simply bade farewell to her friends and went back to Utica, where she remained even after her mother's recovery, keeping house. She gave the studio little more thought as she turned her attention to her next dream, having a family with Hobart. It meant she wasn't there when, later in the 1920s, the Radium Dial bosses took a company photograph. All the girls, there were just over 100 of them in attendance that day, filed outside to have their picture taken. The company men were there too, just Mr. Reed and his caretaking colleagues, not the executives from head office. The men sat cross-legged on the ground in front of the women, Mr. Reed donning a white flat hat and his usual dark bow tie. The girls ranged behind the men, some sitting on benches, others standing on the steps of the old high school. 3 rows of dial painters, as jolly a bunch of girls as ever there was. Many had their hair bobbed short in the latest flapper style. They wore drop-waisted dresses embellished with long scarves and strings of pearls. "We used to wear our street dresses to the plant," Catherine Wolfe said. But what street dresses they were!